This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. And top of the hour, we heard a news discussion about Facebook. And just think about this, class. So, people have a Facebook page and they say, hey, here's my new boyfriend, my dog. Here's my new paint in my bedroom. This is my bedroom. Here's my new car. Here's me having a beer. Here's me at a bar with my girlfriends. Here's me. And do you think that an employer is going to be impressed with an image of you drinking? Do you think that that's a positive impression? When I had a Facebook account, which I dumped, and oh, what a great thing it is dumping Facebook. It's like the day you sell your boat, you know. The two happiest days in a guy's life, the day he buys a boat and the day he sells the boat. Well, dumping Facebook is a happy day. Well, there's so many people. These women, scantily clad women, bending over every way you can think of, sending me requests to be friends on Facebook. They all got 86'd, right? I dumped them all. And then people showing off their tattoos. People showing themselves drinking at a bar. Really, I'm supposed to be friends with people that they're so proud of that? Come on. We're talking about the GDP, the generally dumb public. I'm not interested. And I'm so glad I don't have to deal with any of that nonsense anymore because I don't have a Facebook account. And what I use it for, just for the broadcast, to say, here's who was on with us today, and here's what we talked about, period. Joey in Michigan is with us, and I have a feeling we're going to be talking about what's wrong with America. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, Vince. What an interesting story. It made me think about, a lot of...
Joey, we've got that same echo coming from your phone that Dr. Hinkle had. Is there any way you could remove the echo? Yeah, that's a little better, I think.
I'm going to call back. Let me try calling back because I don't know what to do with that call.
Okay. Yeah, call back, please. Okay. And in the meantime, I'll tell you about something that a couple tricks that I've learned. You know, let's say you're going to be painting your house somewhere, either inside or outside, doesn't matter. And you've got some, or you're going to touch up. And you've got some paint, and you open the gallon jug can, and it's lumpy. What do you do? Well, my dad would take a piece of window screen, and he would pour the paint through the window screen, and the chunks and the lumps would be filtered out. And then you could stir it with a paint stick. There's another way, and that is with one of those drill-attached attachments that will be like an egg beater, if you will. There's a fan type device on the end of a long rod, and you attach it to a drill, and it will break up the chunks into a homogenized mixture, and the paint will work just great.
Can you hear me?
Joey, yeah? Yeah, we can.
Still got an echo. A little bit?
Yeah. Not quite as bad. Let's continue.
Well, when you talked about those, how did you? What was your three initials for the dumbed down people?
GDP, generally dumb public.
Right. That reminded me, as you said that, I was thinking of rectal thermometer and hemorrhoids. That's how my mind goes, because we really reached a tipping point of stupid people in our world. And, you know, we think about the people that are so-called cream of the crop. All the government employees that are all retiring making $4,000 to $8,000 a month that were really too simple. They didn't qualify to run their own business. They wouldn't be capable of running their own business. Most of the people, when they buy a package of product, say you buy a workbench and you have to put it together, they don't know how. So we entrusted our world, our society, our children with all these people, and it didn't matter if they were the school teacher, the shop teacher. It didn't matter if they're the tax assessor, the tax collector. These people have no clue. There's no comprehension that what they were doing was actually right or wrong. They just thought because they showed up every day, they actually were doing something generous and good for people. And now the proof is in the pudding. We have the porridge, we'll call it pudding, that's completely useless because we have an abundance of stupidity. And I can't even say it's ignorance because they just don't know. How is it possible these people went to work for 20 or 30 years and didn't know what they were doing was harming everybody? What do you think about that? How do you interpret that?
Well, I can tell you that when we were in Virginia, we made a lot of computers. And those computers were sold at the lowest bid to the school systems. And then the teachers wanted them also. So we would sell computers to the teachers. And sometimes the teachers would say, you know, I need a modem. This is back in the 90s, when if you wanted to get on the Internet, you typically required a modem. So you could use your dial-up landline to access the Internet provider. Well, a modem back then installed was less than $30, 30. And so the teacher would come in with the computer. We would install the modem for him because they didn't feel qualified to do it. It's not a big deal. Okay? All you have to do is read the instructions, install this little circuit board. You have to open the case of the computer. But the thing that absolutely floored me was these are teachers teaching our young children how to do things, allegedly teaching them skills, and the teachers would say, I can't pay you this month.
Wow.
Yeah. Can I pay you next month? Now, we're talking $30. We're not talking a car payment. We're not talking a mortgage note payment. We're not talking, you know, a furnace repair. We're talking less than $30. Now, this is not a unique case. This happened over and over and over for years. And that's when I really saw the inside of the school system. And I've got to tell you, you're really right in a lot of cases that we have entrusted training our young people to people whose lives are in shambles.
Every one of these people that I see that are retired, their full-time occupation is either having a second home, a whole bunch of different toys, whether they're boats, snowmobiles, jet skis, quads, whatever, all of the above. And the full-time operation is going to the doctor for medical treatment because they've neglected any kind of concept that they should want to retire healthy. I mean, it's scary to me. It's scary to me, and it's disappointing to me that most of these people 20 years ago when they start working, or 30 years ago, they're actually getting more money retired now sent to the mailbox than what they were getting when they started their job. And it's really overwhelming to me is what kind of a subhuman would think that we could sustain paying all these people higher wages in retirement than what they actually made before they got the job. And they're not even producing anymore. And I don't say to take it away from them, because it was an agreement. You know, there was, they agreed, the school agreed to pay them. You know, the people, the intellectuals that voted for this, they thought they were being honored with a good, honest, hardworking person. And in fairness, they probably were good, honest, hardworking people. They just didn't know the difference. It's like one of your callers a couple weeks ago talked about, he's an industrial arts teacher. And he had three other teachers, they cut their fingers off on a table saws in wood shop, and you've got a person that didn't respect the tool, and they have your children, they're teaching your children, and that's the simplest way I can describe the scenario. You're entrusting your children with this grown adult child to teach them how to build a widget in a shop class, and he doesn't even know how to use the tool, the fact that he cuts his fingers off. That's alarming to me, and that's on the simplest form. I mean, what you and I would take for granted, you look at a saw, you see there's a button, you see the blade, you know the blade's going to be very hazardous. You keep your hands and limbs and away from that. You always use a push stick through it. And yet, these intellectuals, and if they survived the fingers, I'm sure they got, what do you call it, money, insurance money, a claim because of their lack of intellect. But then if they even qualify for a pension, you didn't get a pension. I don't get a pension. Most of the people I'm talking to, as they start to wake up and see what has occurred, while everybody's robbing Peter to pay Paul to keep their home, keep their car running, and as you talk about every week, the prices go up, the prices go up. You know, how does this happen? And we're now paying for it, and our income is dwindling as well, and now we got to sacrifice. So these wonderful, these cherished, I don't even know a proper word. I usually come up with a real crazy name for people like that. And I don't want to insult them, because, again, they were doing, I have to believe, what they thought was right. But that's what's different with that story and World War II, when they were putting people in ovens and meat grinders. Well, that's what they told us to do. Well, at some point, you have to be accountable for your actions, whether they're ignorant or not.
Yep. I've got a comment when we come back from this break. Joey in Michigan's with us. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey's with us, and I have several comments about what you said, Joey. When I was teaching the public training camp, I was teaching students how to build computers, service computers, how to load software, how to train customers in the use of the computers, how to write manuals, and how to build menus and so forth. I would not allow any of our students in my class to wear jewelry. They could wear earrings, but they could not wear necklaces and bracelets. Because I was concerned that the girls in the class, in the high school class, would lean over into an open computer that was, you know, energized electrically, and they could become shocked from the jewelry, the dangling jewelry inside the open computer case. Okay, that's one thing. I had believed for a long time, and this was started back in the 1970s when I first started working, that people would be employed. I was designing computer systems for the state and federal government. And I would see people at work. Well, that's kind of a misnomer. I would see people at their desks. And I was convinced, literally, this is not an exaggeration, that there were people at their desks with government salaries that were employed to keep them off the streets. Literally, to keep them off the streets.
Well,
I'm not, you know, it sounds like a joke. And maybe it appears to be a joke, but I meant that literally. I came up with a saying, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that said this, but if you can't get a job, you can always work for the government, right? That, I believe, is the kind of thing you're saying.
It seems like your motor vehicle department, that's always the reason. I mean, for every 10 people, you find one person that can do almost the same work it takes the other 9 to do. So, yeah, that was a really polite way of putting it. And the worst part of your story was, it wasn't bad enough they got a paycheck for their 20 years. Now they're being rewarded to sit at home and become another statistic at a medical facility. Because now they're not only getting their, take your pick, just pick any number you like, whatever you think is fair, $3,000 to $8,000 pensions. And when you tell people, retired school teachers are getting $4,000, they think you're crazy, but I know people in New York, they're getting $9,000 a month. And they've been retired over 10 years. Can you imagine $9,000 a month? $9,000 a month, and you've already been getting it for 10 years. And where do you think that money comes from?
Well, I met a guy back in the 1970s. I met him at a really large flea market. And I asked him what he did. And he was selling some things at this big flea market on the East Coast. And he said he was a waiter. So, you know, he brought people their meals at a restaurant. Now, here's...
Did you cut out?
You can be a waiter. You can be a waiter in New York City and make $80,000 a year. In the 70s.
Wow.
In a garbage collector, I think they call them sanitation workers. It takes a nose clip and gloves and a strong back to haul garbage. You know, pick up garbage from the street, throw it in the back of the truck. But that's a lot of money for someone who picks up trash.
It's an ecosystem. Because those people, when they retire and they're getting that kind of money per month, they're the ones buying the new car. You don't have a new car. I don't have a new car. I can't justify a new car. I don't have a second home. I don't have I'm a very fortunate person, and I don't have those things. And not that I even want those things. But the point is, when you take all that money, or let's rephrase that, when that money collapses, what happens next?
It's pretty frightening, and don't come to my house, class. Really. I hope you're preparing for yourselves, because you'll be better off where you are than coming here. Because we can't help you. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
two statewide races in Florida now heading to manual recounts after results of automated recounts still show very small margins between the candidates. After the machine recount, the governor, Rick Scott, a Republican, has a tiny lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in a race for a U.S. Senate seat. Also, the race for state agriculture commissioner is going to a hand recount. That's not the case for the governor's race, as Republican Ron DeSantis holds enough of a lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum to not trigger the forced manual recount.
My neighbors are dead up there, thanks to PG&E and what they've done. They could have avoided this.
That's one of a growing number of Northern California residents blaming Pacific Gas and Electric for causing the deadly campfire because of an equipment malfunction. 63 people now dead from that blaze. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding. Winner today's hot. Why? Today. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Joey's with us, and I mentioned that. Don't come here because I can't help you, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it very simply with just a little bit of arithmetic. So let's say, hypothetically, that Mrs. Fennelly and I had 3 brothers, or 3 brother and sister combinations, okay? Which is perfectly reasonable, right? And at our age, let's say they're married. So that would be three spouses. And let's say each one of those three other families had three children. That'd be nine children. So we'd have three brothers and sisters, three of their spouses, nine of their children, that's 15. Okay. So we're going to serve baked beans. So everybody gets a can of baked beans for breakfast, then they get another one for lunch, and they get another one for dinner. That's 45 cans a day. 315 cans a week. 1,260 cans a month, or 15,000 cans a year. Okay? You can see we can't do it, right? Okay. So let's say they just show up. That means we need 15 more blankets. Do you really think we have 15 more blankets? And 15 more pillows? And 15 more toothbrushes? And 15 more beds? Does that sound like it's doable? Does that sound like anybody you know could accomplish that?
Yes, you 15 blankets, 15. That if you commandeered a whole Walmart store for that group for a year, 15 rolls of toilet paper, soap, extra shirts, extra socks, and that's not even counting if somebody gets sick, hurt, or injured. So yeah. It gets to be such a realistic expectation to even survive yourself if things go sour, and that's based on the fact that you actually have, what do I want to call it, the eye-hand coordination to understand that there is a problem. You know, I'm listening to you talk, and I think about a guy I met, really neat guy, retired fireman, $109,000 or $108,000 a year pension, and his wife has to work because they're short on money. Can you imagine you're getting $108,000 a year pension money, and you've worked your 30 years, and by the way, he's told me why he was a fireman. He was going to actually go to, what's the GM company that used to make car parts? What am I thinking of?
Well, there's Saginaw, there's Modine, there's
not
Delco, there's...
The company, geez, anyway, in Chicago, the company used to be the car parts, and then they closed and they made a UPS hub out of it. But he was fortunate because he went to the city and he said, I do that for my pension. But everybody's getting a pension, but nobody thought about the day the pension quits. And I'm not saying they don't deserve it. And let me tell you, he's a very interesting person and thinks way outside of the box and still thinks the pension's coming. So everybody wants to hope, and we use that word frivolously, but to hope it's going to work out. But on the pretense it doesn't, your 15,000 cans of beans, and by the way, even at 87 cents a can or 50 cents a can or rounded up to a dollar, that's an extra 15 grand a year for beans. For the group of people, and it's not sustainable. So, can you imagine how angry people get? I mean, you see how people are at the stoplight right now? Oh, hurry it up, the light's, it's red, and I want to go, and I can't go because some guys are stopped because it's red. And we've noticed this more and more and more, and it's escalating even in the last, every week it's a little bit more funny. It's almost like the energy pattern of our world is changing. And some people deal with it better. Other people, it's shorting them out. It's making them all fidgety, and they're shaking, and they're melting down, I guess is a good word for it. But how could you even imagine that you would want to help somebody? And could you imagine helping people that aren't even capable of, what's the word, being productive? I mean, if you could pick a group of people and everybody had a particular occupation, we'll use for simple word, they all have a specialty, whether it's fixing a car, welding, fixing a roof, plumbing. Well, how much of that will come into value if you can't even buy the parts to fix a plumbing problem, an electrical problem? Maybe there'll be no electricity, so we really don't need an electrician. But my point in my story is, I don't think people broke this down far enough. And I don't think people even want to think about it because they'd rather wake up one day and say, oh, look, the lights are off. Or, oh, the house is cold. I don't know what happened. And I don't want to sound like I'm the prophet of doom because obviously I'm just a realist. You know, and I listened to when you had Mike Mon. What an interesting thoughts. When he goes abroad to foreign countries, the first thing he notices is everybody lives in a survival situation day to day. I mean, it's not like those people have stored up money. It's not like they have the summer home. They have four cars in their yard, the jet skis, the motorhomes, whatever. They didn't go to see the mouse for $8,000 or $10,000 for the week with their family. Because they work hard. They deserve that. Now, these people wake up every day trying to figure out how they're going to eat and what they're going to do. If they make today, hopefully they'll have something to do tomorrow to make more money. And our country, our society, just expects because they woke up, they're entitled to eat. They're entitled to free money. Think about the people. I was in an Aldi store the other day, a little girl, I'm going to say 20 years old, 18, used her plastic cards to buy groceries, and they were all denied. And her parent, and she was wearing her pajamas and her sandals. For flip-flops, and she couldn't understand why the card didn't work. She said, I didn't use it. That got to be a mistake. And she was angry. And you could tell, starting out in her younger years of life, she doesn't have a concept of what a job is and sacrificing your 40 or 60 hours a week to accommodate your spending habits. There's that little card, and it had said EBT on it, so that's one of those plastic freeloader cards. And there's times you need that card. I would never take that away from anybody. But there's a certain point in time when a need turns to an expectation. And why is it that I have to fund your expectation? I had expectations too. And my expectations were when I got older, I wasn't going to have to work as hard. Now I have to work twice as hard. And let me tell you, as you get older, you have body pains and physical conditions that you can't even comprehend when you're 25 years old or 40 years old. And all of a sudden, when you wake up, you might as well be beaten with a rubber hose because that's how it feels right when you get out of bed. Your back hurts, this hurts, that hurts. And who knows better than where you've been for the last 2 years dealing with health issues that you could never even comprehend. I feel angry when I say that. I feel angry because however you want to be sold a line of goods, whether it was the media, whether it was the public, you know, you and I were talking about Rick the other day, Rick Miller, and how there's so many people selling his books on eBay, and they have 10 copies of each. How is it possible they're selling his books on eBay when he should be selling his books on eBay because he's the only one that's selling his books, right?
He's the only one that should be selling his books. That's exactly right. Now, I can understand here and there someone who bought a book and maybe that person passed away and the family says, well, I'm not going to read. I don't know how to read, so I'll just sell this on eBay. I can understand a small amount of that, but I can't understand these bookstores and these individuals selling so many of his books because there's only one source. That would be through him, right?
And like you said, there's 100 people selling them, and they have anywhere from 5 to 10 copies of a book. You know, how is this possible?
Yeah, I mentioned the GDP, the generally dumb public. And it reminds me of a very short story. I was in the early days of the Get Prepared Expos that we had. I was in a bookstore. And they had a little display where they had information about our expo. And the owner of the bookstore in Springfield, Missouri, saw one of her regular customers, and the owner said to this woman, this middle-aged woman, you know, here's a flyer. You probably ought to consider going to this expo. It's right in Springfield, and you can learn a lot about preparedness. And this is the guy that runs it, and she pointed to me. And I, you know, smiled at the lady and said hello, and this woman said to me, the customer said to me, honey, I've got all the preparedness I need right here.
Oh, boy.
That was her Bible.
Oh, okay. That'll come in handy.
Yep. That was it. So she wasn't interested in any other preparedness besides her small Bible. Now, I don't know what they taste like. I've never eaten one. But I imagine they're hard to digest. I'm not being blasphemous. I'm being absolutely perfectly honest. I don't think you can eat them. And I'm sorry to say that there are people here in the buckle of the Bible Belt in the Springfield, Missouri area that would rather go to church 52 Sundays a year plus 52 Wednesdays a year plus 52 Saturdays a year rather than take one or two or 3 days and learn some preparedness skills. You know, say, let's forego the Wednesday church and let's learn something that is physical. Let's learn how to plant a garden. Let's learn how to can vegetables. Let's learn how to can meat. Let's learn how to prepare. Let's learn about electricity or communications or self-defense or
in fairness, what percent of people that were within less than a 50-mile radius of Springfield, Lebanon, would actually attend these seminars? It can't be very many.
Well, I can tell you that not a single public school teacher did, because we contacted all the public schools within a very wide radius and offered teachers, their spouses, and their children free passes so they could pass the information on. Not one came. Now, we did have a couple homeschool teachers, that'd be moms and dads, but no public training camp teachers came. Not one. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, to hammer home a point, we've had thousands of people at our 7 Get Prepared Expos. And one of our expos, just one, we had people from 44 states and 6 countries. But not one government public training camp teacher. Not one. Now, this includes even government training camp teachers we know. We know them. We'd say, hey, there's going to be an expo. It's coming up. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Teachers are admitted for free. We will buy your ticket for you, your spouse, and your children. Love to see you there. Nobody came. Okay? I pressured the superintendent in Springfield, Missouri, the school superintendent. And I said, hey, I don't get it. What's the problem? Why won't you let your teachers know about it? Well, it's because we don't give them money. We don't give them money for balls and bats and gloves and uniforms.
And you were giving them free tickets, and they still didn't want to give a free ticket out.
That's correct. Joe, I have a question for you. Yeah, that's true. But it's now worse than that. Because can you share with us what your thoughts are about the behavior of people in stores? What are you seeing in Michigan?
They're all crazy. They stop in the middle of the aisle with their shopping cart, and they go into a zone. And if you try to get around them, they block you. So I do a new thing. I do your Columbo, only different. I call it the Joey. I walk in front of them. I walk around the aisle, and I get in front of the cart. And then they want to move, and I stand right in front of the cart, and I get that blank look on my face. And they get really angry. They want me to move. I says, excuse me, I'm looking at something. I says, remember, I was behind you, and I tried to get around you, and you told me, you just looked at me like you were from the moon. So I'm at the moon now, and it's my turn to be on the moon. So they sometimes will hit you with the cart, sometimes they won't, and you just keep moving. So they can't get around you. And I do that now just to be, pardon my French, the prick of misery. Because at least they're now starting to understand there's a format. There's something we should think about. about the solar minimum, the weather patterns, and you brought up Rick the other day, we had no spring and we had no fall. Okay, people should start to think about, prepare all you want, but if you, even if you're a preparer and you know how to grow a garden, your garden isn't growing like it used to. You know, I found a woman on a radio show from New Zealand, that's from the States, talking about glyphosate. She's an MIT grad. I sent it to you. I sent it to Rick. I sent it to Norm. And they're talking about how glyphosate is now on everything. Beans, rice, not just corn, not just wheat, but it's in everything, barley. And the glyphosate is having a major effect in your health conditions. So even if you still get the paycheck, the reward for being a public servant and dumbing down society and collecting all the property taxes and being that good public servant that you signed up for, your health is still jeopardized, and, you know, nobody even knows there's a problem. They know their family are sick. They don't know why. And the doctor made them a promise, if you show up, I'm going to give you a magic cure. And by the way, that cure is every month. It'll cost you anywhere from $200 to $800 a month. So you got the magic beans now. But how do you see this ending? This don't end well. It don't end well, and that's assuming the economy doesn't collapse. And how can you keep printing money? You know, when you see that group of people coming up from South America, they claim it's 25,000 people. A couple of reports I read, 40% of the 25,000 people are actually Middle Eastern men from four different countries. And they happen to be the ages of 18 to 24. I wonder what group of men is 18 to 24. Dabu77 just had a thing. He can't prove it's right or wrong, but a guy is down there, and he says he sees all these tanks with red stars on them. Huh, I wonder what that is. Is that farming equipment from Mexico? Then we're hearing Putin is building weapons. They're building factories in Mexico, and they're giving them 10% of the weapons if they can build them there. Why would you do that? And how would you let this happen in a world that we think is so pristine and so perfect? And I'm not saying that any of this is right, but it should give you something to think about.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, and if you look at Craigslist, it's ripe for fraud. Craigslist, you've got to be really careful if you're going to buy something on Craigslist. Joey, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your time and your knowledge.
I only hope it helps one or two people, because obviously I'd be asking for more.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.